Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete on AM 1050 WLIP.
6:52, Bill and Pete. Well, if your work lunch today consists of Tang, Oreos, Twinkies, Mountain Dew, and bacon grease, you probably are going to be in some very bad trouble.
You've come to the right place.
Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness Kenosha in Brookfield joins us now. Sherry, those are not good foods to eat.
Was that on your list?
Not anymore. We're going to get into some worse foods you can eat for, just brain health and overall health. So let's get into the list here. And we also have on the other side of this, Sherry, some good foods that are for you. So let's talk about the bad stuff first. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, so there's definitely a list of foods that I think people need to eliminate from their diet. Some of them are very obvious, but when we think about these types of foods, you know, people just kind of relate it to weight, right, and obesity and things like that. But what people don't realize is there's such a connection with brain health, and I think, you know, in the coming years, this is really going to be a topic that everybody's talking about, because the gut, the brain, I mean, it's all related. And we know now that the brain is largely impacted by, you know, the food that you eat. So anyway, okay, I'll get back to your question. So I think some of the big ones for sure are processed foods, unhealthy fats, you know, because we talk about healthy fats all the time.
Sure.
But what about like these unhealthy fats that are so inflammatory to the body and to the brain, like, you know, the vegetable oils? I don't know if people still use like the Wesson, I think it used to be called.
Yeah, Mazola, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So those are obviously not a great choice. Sugar substitutes are a big one too, you know, and I think people, I mean, there's definitely ways to sweeten food, and there's somewhat of healthier alternatives out there, but, you know, like those blue packs, the Equal, the sweet and lows, those are, you know, very, very harmful.
The pink stuff, as my mom used to call it.
The pink stuff.
The pink stuff, the sweet.
What about the yellow stuff? You got the blue, yellow, and pink. Are they all equally lousy for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pink, so like the sweet and low that has been around for a while, and there's a lot of studies done on it specific to saccharin, and they definitely have found that it, you know, there's a correlation with cancer. So they're all not ideal. Like a good alternative would be like stevia. You know, there's definitely some good products out there that can help, you know, sweeten beverages and such.
All right, so those are some of the bad things. I want to talk about, give me one more bad one, and then we'll switch over to the good side.
Okay, should we talk about cured meats?
Cured meats? Oh, gosh.
Oh, spaghetti.
You're really going to start hitting hard now, aren't you? Bacon, sausage, lunch meat? Is that what you're talking about, Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness?
Bill's all about sausage, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hot diggity dog. So, you know, those eaten, you know, on a regular basis definitely will have an impact on your health.
All right. Old fashioned loaf is probably on that list too, I'm thinking. All right. let's turn the tide and talk about some good things you can eat to make your diet much more richer.
Yeah. And, you know, again, this is like just some simple things that people can do. Just start adding in healthy foods. So some of those would be salmon. It's one of those, obviously, proteins, meats that are well, not necessarily meat, it's a fish.
Right.
That is so good for so many reasons. Kale, I think we've all kind of heard that's a very
healthy food. It's a superfood.
It's a superfood. Garlic is a superfood.
Woohoo!
And... and then the last thing, which there's definitely more, but food that we kind of gotten away from eating entirely would be like organ meats. So liver, you know, people back in the day used to eat these organs, and they were, you know, really one of the healthiest things.
You know, I think everybody, Sherry, growing up has a story about sitting at the table and their mom making them eat liver and onions. And I'm in the same boat. But as an adult, I really actually enjoy liver and onions. It's pretty good.
Yeah. My mom and dad ate it when we were kids all the time. And, yeah, it was one of those things that we just got away from. So kind of bringing
that back. So organ meats are okay for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, give me one more. One more.
Okay, most people are not going to really know what this is, but I really encourage everyone to incorporate this into their diet. It's called chicory root. So it's a root vegetable. It is largely one of the most important foods for your microbiome, for your gut.
Chicory root.
Yes. You can buy it in supplement form.
All right. Supplements. You can probably find it somewhere, maybe at a roadside stand.
I'm putting it on my grocery list for later today. There you go.
Sherry Stoker, yes. Wellness MD and Wellness. That first consultation is free. How do we find out more, Sherry Stoker?
You can call us, 262-226-2046. Again, can go to our website, which is wellnessmd.com.
All right, do it and check out all the great programs. A lot of folks having a lot of success, Sarzant included, on that list. He may be front and center on
I was going to say, front and center, pal.
Front and center. She is Sherry Stoker, Wayless MD and Wellness, Kenosha and Brookfield. Hey, Sherry, we're having a kale and chicory salad later today. Come on by.
Perfect. We'll be there.
All right. No cured meats allowed. Thank you, Sherry. All right. Much more to come.
Thanks, guys.